The Virginia General Assembly gavels back to order next Wednesday, and members in both the House of Delegates and the State Senate reconvene for the 2019 session. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning, as he did last year, is 11th District Roanoke Democratic Delegate Sam Rasool for a look at what's expected to be on the agenda for 2019. Sam, appreciate you coming. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to be with you, Joey.
Yeah, sure, Sam. Now, you reportedly were close to becoming the House Minority Leader, losing out to Eileen Filicorn, the first woman in that role. Now, Sam, as we get started, was she a good choice to succeed David Toscano? You were first elected only in 2014. Are you surprised at rising up the ranks, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic to be able to serve this long, and we actually broke through a ceiling in the 400 years of the House of Delegates. That's the first time a woman has risen to that rank, so congratulations to her. Look forward to not only supporting her, but working towards the majority in this year's election.
Good to see you, Sam. As always, wanted to ask you, last year, Governor Northam was able to push Medicaid expansion through the General Assembly after fellow Democratic Governor, Terriman Colliff couldn't get that done in 4 years. How did that happen? And was there a template, Sam, established maybe for future cooperation on issues with Republicans in both the House and the Senate?
Well, great to be with you as well, Gene. One of the big reasons is not only, of course, did Governor Northam make it a top priority, but of course we had a new Speaker of the House, and the Speaker was open because there was just so much money sitting on the table, literally billions of dollars that the federal government could pay back into Virginia providers, and that translates to tens of millions of dollars right here in the Roanoke Valley. So people saw the writing on the wall that it was time for us to stop missing out. And just a couple days ago, January 1, literally 200,000 people already have coverage that did not before, and there's still a couple hundred thousand more.
Right, so at least half the people that were eligible are signed up. Now, the other people that did not sign up, do they have an open enrollment period, or do they have to sign up, as far as you know, by a certain date?
No, it's open indefinitely. People can sign up, and so people will continue to sign up throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with 11th District Democratic Delegate Sam Rasool from Roanoke. The General Assembly reconvenes next week. This is an odd-numbered year, mm-hmm. So it's a short session. So it's not the biennial budget session, Sam, but you said there's still budget fixes and things that'll go on?
Yeah, several big things that we'll need to think through, in addition to the internet sales tax ruling to try to figure out, are we going to change that to make sure all businesses are treated equally, which would mean, of course, more revenue for the Commonwealth. We need to make other adjustments in health care. The governor has proposed a wonderful earned income tax credit to make sure that more dollars go into the pockets of working families. So there are several big items that are on the table that we'll need to sort through in a very quick period of time.
Now, the internet sales tax, I thought that was settled already, or does the General Assembly still need to do things to kind of put it into motion?
It is settled at the federal level as far as the legality of it.
Being able to collect sales tax from Virginia-based internet businesses, correct?
Right. The General Assembly will need to act, though, to ensure that we can capture those dollars.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, because it looks like this could be sort of a battle, the money coming back from the federal government due to the tax changes at the federal level, mm-hmm. could be somewhat of a windfall for Virginia. Governor Northam's talked about plowing that back into reinvesting it into various programs. Republicans, House Leader Kirk Cox has talked about getting that money back to taxpayers. Do you see some room for compromise there? Do you think they'll kind of split the loot there? Or what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I hope that there'll be some room for compromise. When you talk about the earned income tax credit, that's probably one of the best things that we can be doing to help working families here in Virginia. And clearly, we passed this big old tax package at the federal level a year ago, and now Virginia will have to figure out how we're going to approach it moving forward. And typically, we just tend to conform completely with the federal tax code. But this has made it way more complicated for us to make certain decisions around. So hopefully we'll come up with a solution.
So do you even know at this point how much money is going to come back from the federal government?
Well, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars that we're trying to determine how we're going to approach utilizing those funds moving forward.
All right, good morning. It's 8:50 at WFIR, 11th District. Roanoke Democratic Delegate Sam Rasool in studio with us this morning. Sam, what's at the top of your priority list, if you will, heading into this session? And what do you see, Sam, as realistic in getting through as legislation?
Yeah, well, right now it's an interesting legislature where both houses are almost evenly split. And a lot of the issues are not Republican and Democrat. We have geographic issues like I-81, but then also philosophical issues. There are a lot of Republicans and Democrats who are worried about the big influence of money in our politics. For example, Virginians all across the Commonwealth are paying high electric bills that actually have been proven now to be too high. We have monopolies that we allow here in Virginia with the assumption that we're going to be protected from overcharges. And now it's been proven that we've been overcharged. So, for example, there'll be a bipartisan group that'll come together to be pushing to make sure all these overcharges are scaled back and every dollar is given back to Virginians. And those are the kind of the bigger fights that are not very partisan.
Mm-hmm. What else is on your agenda as far as, do you have anything special you'd like to get done as far as education, Sam, or social programs, anything that's at the top of your to-do list?
Yeah, we've got a long legislative agenda, but one thing I'm pretty excited about is the concept of community schools, where we rethink the way we build out our campuses. We have some pretty cool projects that are happening, but with community schools, imagine actually having a doctor's office, the dentist's office, other services actually on the campus of a school, and better utilize that. That ensures that not only families are healthier, but that more children and people in the community have access to these services because the campuses become more of a hub. It's working successfully in many other states, and we're going to continue to try to grow that. And in fact, here in the Roanoke Valley, we'll have an announcement about a community school coming here, so we'll have a little pilot project to look at.
And this is something that's actually happening on a public school campus.
Public school campuses, many states. I mean, there are thousands of community schools around the country. What I want to do is make sure Virginia better plans out the way our school campuses are, so that way students and other family members can access these services directly.
So that you'd have room for a clinic or a doctor or something to hang their hat in there. They have space and that type of thing. And
You'd actually have one local school, which will likely be announced later on, will have a 2,200 square foot doctor's office there, where it's just like going to any other doctor. It's a billable activity. You go in, and the doctor sees you, or a nurse practitioner, and that ensures that kids miss less days of school, brings attendance up, improves their health. So it makes a lot of sense on a number of different levels.
Interesting. So that's been done in other states and it's been successful?
Yeah, Kentucky has about 1,000 of them. And Ohio, many others have these community schools concepts. And we need to make sure that we can bring that to Virginia.
Interesting. We talk with the 11th District Delegate Sam Rasool. He goes back to work in Richmond next week. Joe McNamara will be new to the chamber. He's replacing fellow Republican Greg Habib in the 8th District. You spend any time with Joe? I'm sure you'll see him next week. Are you willing to show him the ropes if he asks?
I'm always happy to help. Joe and I sat down for coffee right after he got elected. Nice enough guy. And what's great about Joe and people like Terry Austin and some others is that they have local government experience, so they'll be able to hit the ground running right when we get there.
Of course, Joe was on the Board of Supervisors in Roanoke County, so he knows some of the ins and outs of how things go.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you... you speak a lot about working across the aisle with Republicans, Sam, but you also talk about working to strengthen the Democratic Party. You know, news that Republican State Senator Dick Black won't run again. Do you think that'll renew a Democratic Party focus to retake that seat in November? Right now, there's a 21-19 majority for Republicans in the Senate, and the House is 51-49. The House is up again too. Do you think they'll meet? And is it that important that your viewpoint that the Democrats take back at least one of the houses?
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's a Democratic momentum, and it is very important for on a number of different levels. But, you know, as far as being able to work together and refocusing the Democratic Party, I just feel like there's a lot more work that we can be doing as a party to reconnect with working and middle class. And unfortunately, there's been a growing disconnect that I'd like to see happen. And that's what I've really focused on, is make sure that we're talking about how we're helping people with kitchen table issues. And so, you know, we, as we've become more and more polarized as a country, some of those conversations have been lost. And my job, I feel as though in Virginia, is to make sure that we keep that connection as close as possible.
What happens at the national level with the polarization between the parties, does that impact at the local level? Does that turn voters off, constituents off? And is that part of your job, is to make sure that they know you're focused on local issues?
It does, and it does especially if we're lazy about it. You know, what happens is it's just so much easier to lead with fear, to scare people into trying to vote one way or another, as opposed to trying to earn their trust, making sure that people understand why we're making certain decisions. For example, I had mentioned earlier, you know, Virginia being one of the worst states as far as the influence of money in politics, then people just don't trust that we're making the best decisions sometimes. That's starting to change a good bit, but we need to be out front and letting people know we're working in their best interest. That's why a couple years ago, I decided not to take any special interest monies from liberal organizations, from conservative organizations, just let people know, hey, I'm going to try to make what I believe is the best decision. And now you have so many candidates, legislators, and even the attorney general has come out and said he's no longer going to take donations from utilities. I think these are monumental steps, and we can keep moving forward with them.
Well, Sam, we're going to have to leave it there. Sam Rasool, 11th District Delegate, going back to work in Richmond next week. And Sam, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Gene, and Happy New Year.